The intern finds Robert De Niro grappling along with Anne Hathaway with one of the more recent genres, and that is the elder abuse comedy, which originally there was the internship last year with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, who became Google interns, which played a little bit like a public service announcement for Google. The intern picks up where that is a little more nuanced and less of a Vince Vaughn comedy. And that's because Robert De Niro, who lives in, you know, lives in New York, started the Tribeca Film Festival, has a genuine affinity for connecting with kids today. So this was directed by Nancy Myers, who was involved in lots of the 80s and 90s comedies, including Private Benjamin as a writer, and most recently directed. Most successful film she directed was The Parent Trap, so she's coming at it from that angle. So what you have is this sort of an interesting, very vanilla, sort of romantic, platonic movie that's really a love affair between Robert De Niro and his boss, which is to say Anne Hathaway. Now, Rene Russo plays his love interest, but she's really just there for show in order to make things not be weird between Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, who really, it's their sort of love with of each other, him in the sort of the daddy role that drives the film. She, her husband, who is played by Durs from Workaholics, and Adam's in there as well. It's just an interesting, the director is such a vanilla. The comedic jokes are so plain that it sticks out in a sort of a generation that trades in the raunchiest humor possible. So what we have is the intern, but really the movie could serve as an internship for its director, who is attempting to enter the realm of male, sort of teenage millennial humor, and kind of relies on like sight gags of oral sex and things that are really like 80s Three's Company type of humor. But Robert De Niro saves it, and Anne Hathaway is a great neurotic New Yorker.